What events do you have to swim here yet tonight?
Butterfly, breaststroke, and the 1518 free relay.
All right. So you got a chance here maybe to win any of these events coming up yet?
Yeah, probably.
Good. We hope it goes well. Thanks for coming over and joining us.
Yeah, thank you too.
You bet.
Good job on the radio. Maury Wright, a member of the Simon Sharks swim team here on WRCO from the Simons Recreation Complex.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
From meteorologist Brittany Merlot, for tonight, mainly clear and cool, we're going to drop down to 51. Thursday, mostly sunny, low humidity tomorrow, a high of 77. Tomorrow night, clear and calm with a low near 54. Friday's outlook, mostly sunny, breezy and mild, a high of 79. Into the weekend, Saturday, partly sunny and pleasant, 81. Sunday, mixed skies, mugginess returning, maybe a shower and a high of 82. You're listening to continuing coverage of the Simon Shark Swim Team annual special broadcast from WRCO-FM Radio Sports. We're back to Simon's Recreation Complex, where we join WRCO's Phil Nee and Bo Hinrichs.
Stephanie Worthington is our guest, one of the coaches of the Simon Sharks swim team. It's kind of like a well-oiled machine here in the bullpen behind the scenes, isn't it?
Yes, there's a lot that goes on before the swimmers get on deck. There's getting them in line, writing the cards. There's people doing the calls. There's a whole lot that happens. There's people running the scores and computer, but we know what we're doing. We've done it for quite a few years. We've had a lot of new parents this year. It's their first year, and they just stepped right in, and they're doing a phenomenal job. So, yeah, as a parent, squad, we're really strong, and we have a good handle on things.
How do you measure success? Because it isn't always who finishes first, is it?
No, I mean, some kids who've been swimming a long time, they really look at their places and how they finish. But as a coaching staff, we really look at times. Did they improve? Did their dive look better? Did their stroke look better? And I think as a team, we're very successful. We have a lot of young swimmers, a lot of first-year swimmers, and the improvements that they have shown is just phenomenal. There's kids who would kind of touch a couple times on a length. They're winning races. It's just they couldn't swim at all, and now they're making the whole length by themselves. It's just individual victories depending on who the swimmer is, and it's really neat to see. So I think success is measured individually, for sure. And then you do have some swimmers, some newer swimmers, and some veterans who are winning races and relay teams who are doing a really great job. So I think overall this summer we've had a really successful season.
I think our listeners can hear it on the air, but swimming must build a lot of confidence. You got a lot of confident young people here tonight.
Oh, definitely. I mean, just talking to you today, I've had a small list of kids, and then it looks like we've had a lot more. So they are confident in what they're doing. And it's not just in swimming, but of course it's important to be confident around water. And so I'm glad that we can do that here. But no, you see these quiet kids, and then as the summer goes on, they're starting to really find their voice, and now they're really comfortable, and you can see their personalities come out. And I think swimming does give them that confidence to, you know, really help their true self come out a little bit in certain situations.
Well, this facility has been here since when you were a youngster. It's hard to imagine life without it, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I grew up coming here with my parents and my brothers, and I was fortunate enough to be able to be on the swim team. And my girls have all been in the water since they were, I think, 4 months old. Wow. So, and we still come, and we come with my dad, who, don't tell him I said this, is almost 80. So, I mean, it's really a generational thing, and my family is just proof of that. And we love coming here. We come here all the time. We come here during the school year. I mean, it's a good way to relax, to get some exercise, and to just kind of calm down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Kind of wear down some of that energy before bedtime sometimes.
Right? It's amazing. If you can even hit it out here twice a day, which we do sometimes during the summer, the kids are really tired. So, I mean, that's a good point too, but they just love coming out here. So that's why we're out here so much.
Great deal. Well, it's been fun having the kids on here. I know we're going to have a few more on as well, but you got a few more events to go. It looks like the meet is going to turn out well.
Yeah, it definitely is. And this tonight's a quadrangular. It's our first one of the season. So we have four teams, including us, here tonight. A lot of really close races so far. I'm glad I'm not calling them tonight because they're really close. But, no, I think the meet's turning out well. The kids are having fun. So whenever they're having fun, that's a good meet.
That's the main thing. All right, Stephanie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Phil.
You bet. Stephanie Worthington, one of the coaches here of the Simons Sharks swim team here on WRCO.
Wherever you are in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
What's important to you and your family is very important to us, the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. I'm Nick Hodge, a funeral service that truly celebrates and captures all the special aspects of a loved one's life, honors the whole family, and starts the journey of healing. It's why we make working closely with you a priority at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet, online at prattfuneralservice.com.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the Simon Shark Swim Team annual special broadcast from WRCO-FM Radio Sports. We're back to Simon's Recreation Complex, where we join WRCO's Phil Nee and Bo Hinrichs.
Sophia Kramer is our guest on WRCO. Sophia is a member of the Simon Sharks Swim Team. All right, well, how's it going for you tonight, Sophia?
Good.
What have you swam so far?
Backstroke and freestyle.
What is your favorite event to swim?
It's mainly backstroke. And then I kind of like doing front stroke. It used to be the one that I really didn't like.
So you learned to like it then, in other words?
Yes.
Wonderful. Where do you go to school?
I go at Eagle School. I'm homeschooling this year.
Okay, great. So what age are you again?
Nine.
Okay, good deal. What are some other activities you do during the summertime?
I go to a place, I forgot what it was called, but we go to a different place and we get to visit our cousins.
Oh, awesome. Visiting family, that's what it's all about. What's your favorite subject in school?
It's math.
You know, everybody says math here tonight. What do you like the most about doing math?
Well, I like counting the numbers. It's easy, and subtracting them.
Great. Well, keep up the good work there as well. What else do you have to swim here yet tonight?
I think I have to do butterfly, and I think breaststroke.
How many more meets do you have with the Simon Sharks?
I think 3 or 4.
And then the conference meet's coming up, too.
Yes.
That's when you want to gear up for.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm going to that one, but I might.
Okay. So here at home in Richland Center, you swim indoors. A lot of the other places you're swimming outdoors. What do you prefer?
I prefer the home meets. Okay. Because then I just get to stay home and have to travel all the way. Mom doesn't like the out meets because then she can't find someone to babysit my brothers and sisters.
Right. Quite a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good luck the rest of the night here. Thanks for joining us.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Joining us here on WRCO Radio, that was a great guest, in fact. Thank you so much for joining us, Sophia Kramer. And who else do we have here? What's your name, sir?
Best friend. Will.
Okay, and what's your name?
Griffin.
Okay, and who do you swim for?
Dodgeville Dolphins.
Dodgeville Dolphins are here and accounted for, too. What's your name?
I'm Stella.
Okay, Stella, what's your name?
I'm his brother. Okay. My name is Benjamin.
All right. And what's your name, sir?
Cooper.
Cooper, all right. So you're all Dodgeville Dolphins. How's the season going for you this year?
Something.
It's something.
It's something, okay. What's your favorite event to swim?
What do you like to swim, Griff?
Backstroke?
What about you?
Freestyle.
All right. What about you, man?
I swim in the freestyle relay. Okay. I mean, freestyle.
All right. What about you?
Backstroke.
Okay. I like butterfly and backstroke.
All right. So the Dolphins are here, and have you had a good season? Has it been fun?
Yeah. It's been fun.
Yeah. Well, we experienced a couple weeks ago there was poop in our pool.
Oh, man, that's awful.
Poop in our pool.
What? Who's responsible for that, I wonder?
Probably elderly
ladies. Oh, okay.
I wouldn't say
it. You know what? It's it's the truth in broadcasting here tonight at the Simons Recreation Complex. Hats off to the Dolphins. Thanks for joining us here tonight, you guys. All right, we'll be right back.
Dunkin' dropped a new kind of energy. Introducing Sparked Energy by Dunkin'. It's energy for the fun of it. Available in two full-on delicious flavors, Berry Burst and Peach Sunshine. It's what you need when your afternoon needs you to get going. A revitalizing burst of caffeine, vitamins, and minerals gives you the energy to turn the fun up to 11. True story. Order ahead on the Dunkin' app and get a medium Sparked Energy for $3 in the month of July. Fruit-flavored, contains 0% fruit juice, caffeine from caffeine and guarana. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the Simon Shark Swim Team annual special broadcast from WRCO-FM Radio Sports. We're back to Simon's Recreation Complex, where we join WRCO's Phil Neef and Bo Hinrichs.
Here are some results from the current meet, the Richland Center, Prairie du Chien, Lancaster, and Reedsburg teams are here tonight competing at the Simons Recreation Complex. First of all, in the girls 8 and under 100-yard medley relay, Reedsburg takes first with Kara Westbrook, Meredith Marion, Maya Schultz, and Abigail Wheedling leading the way. Simon Sharks takes second with Elsa Norte, Brooklyn Worthington, Emily Salas, and Harper Adler. Dodgeville boys 8 and under 100-yard medley relay takes first. William Lee, along with Tristan Van Heren, Cooper Martin, and Griffin Martin. The girls 9-10 100-yard medley relay, the Simon Sharks take first. Morgan Worthington, Lauren Chambers, Claire Hying, Kaylin Burns. Simon Sharks boys taking first in the 9-10 medley relay. James Adams, Liam Rogers, Caleb Waterfall, and Ronan Ringelstetter. In the girls, the 11-12 100-yard medley relay, Prairie du Chien takes first. Eloise Igo, along with Maya Campbell, Lily Mathias, and Bronwyn Campbell. In the boys 11-12 100-yard medley, it is Dodgeville taking first, August Hatch, Wesley Lauver, Cooper Vosberg, and Benjamin Lay. In the girls 13-14 100-yard medley relay, Reedsburg finishes first, Lydia Berg along with Claire Sodley and Carolyn Marion and Claire Olson. Prairie du Chien takes the event in the boys 13-14 100-yard medley relay, including Matthew Kramer, Kai Higgins, Ryder Dahl. The girls 15-18 100-yard medley relay, the Sharks take first, Leah Chambers, Landry Hamlin, Chloe Hying, and Braylon Olson. Dodgehill takes first in the 15-18 100-yard medley relay. Charles Hermanson, Cole Main, along with Zachary Van Heeren. The girls 8 and under 25-yard freestyle. Elsa Norte of the Sharks takes first. Brooklyn Worthington is third, and Harper Adler is fourth, representing Richland Center's Simon Sharks. Cooper Martin is first for Dodgeville in the boys 8 and under 25-yard freestyle. Also for the Sharks, Emmerick Coleman, their top finisher, and she wound up in third overall. Looking at the girls 9 to 10, 25-yard freestyle. Marion Harper of Reedsburg is first. The Sharks' Kaylin Burns is second, and Morgan Worthington takes third for the Sharks. Dodgeville's Ian Pawelski is first in the 9-10 25-yard freestyle. The Sharks' Ronan Ringelstetter, their top finisher, winding up in fourth. In the girls' 11-12 50-yard freestyle, Lily Mathias of Prairie du Chien's Waterhawks takes first. The top finisher for the Sharks, Madeline Ringelstetter, finishes in 10th place. George Maxwell is first in the boys, 11-12. It was George Maxwell of Reedsburg taking first place. In the 11-12 50-yard freestyle, it was, I should say, jumping up a gauge group, girls 13-14 50-yard freestyle. Avery Schulting of Dodgeville is first. Ryder Dull of Prairie du Chien is first in the boys' freestyle. In the girls' 15-18-year-old 50-yard freestyle, Braylon Olson of the Sharks is first. Leah Chambers finishes second. And in the boys' event, it is Charles Hermanson of Dodgeville finishing first. Through 20 events, the Simon Sharks have the current lead with 87. Dodgeville is second with 82. Also, Reedsburg and Prairie du Chien tied at 64, again through 20 events. We'll have more coming up from the Simon's Recreation Complex in a moment from WRCO.
From meteorologist Brittany Merlot, for tonight, mainly clear and cool, we're going to drop down to 51. Thursday, mostly sunny, low humidity tomorrow, a high of 77. Tomorrow night, clear and calm with a low near 54. Friday's outlook, mostly sunny, breezy and mild, a high of 79. Into the weekend, Saturday, partly sunny and pleasant, 81. Sunday, mixed skies, mugginess returning, maybe a shower and a high of 82.
Chinwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chinwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chinwood Electric.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
You can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Garen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louis Bar in Yuba and Turbos in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the Simon Sharks Swim Team annual special broadcast from WRCO-FM Radio Sports. We're back to Simon's Recreation Complex, where we join WRCO's Phil Nee and Bo Hinrichs.
The assistant director of Simon's Recreation Complex, Kyle Ewing, joins us. Kyle, this is something else to watch this backstage, isn't it?
Yeah, this is now my second meet, and it's very well attended. It's pretty awesome.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. We understand you're going to be back in the area a little bit more.
Yeah, so about the last 14 years, I've been a Phi Ed teacher. Last 9 years in Mauston, and I'm the pool director there. Finishing out my summer there, as we do a lot of swim lessons and stuff like that over the summer, and going to be here full-time at Simons as the assistant director come, well, I suppose September 1st.
That's awesome. So you're going to be teaching in the area too?
No teaching in the area. No. Nope.
So just working here?
Just working here, yeah.
Oh, man.
Major career change for sure.
That is.
Yeah.
What attracted you the most here? Just getting back home?
Yeah, just getting back home. The drive currently was a little bit much, so it's just going to be nice to... I can bike to my job now instead of sit in a car for an hour, so it'll be nice, yeah.
Right. Well, you know a lot about other communities. This is a very unique facility for our community and for all the communities, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, really. I mean, a lot of schools, especially the older schools, will have pools attached, but no real community has everything that Simons has. From, you know, we just draw in so many different people that are looking for either just the pool or just the weight room or... you know, the sauna they really like or whatever it may be, but not many have all rolled into one, yeah.
Mike Hardy kind of alluded to the fact that there might be some exciting things on the horizon. Are you kind of in on that game planning a little bit?
Yeah, we're lots of things planned or in the works at least to get more people in the door. Specifically, we'd like to get more kids in the door, hopefully working with the school a little bit more where we can get kids in the door more in a lot of different ways, but it's in the works.
All right. That's good. It's very important. I mean, swimming is certainly a life lesson, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Kids, you know, for most parents, when they start them in swim lessons when they're little, they just want to know that if they take them to the lake for the day, if something happens, they're going to be okay in the water, you know, on their own. I mean, that's the biggest thing, I think, with swim lessons is get the kids comfortable in water. Hopefully they get a little bit better than that, but at least you want to feel comfortable as a parent specifically, knowing your kid's going to be okay in the water.
Can everybody learn to swim?
Absolutely.
Really?
I've noticed they do a lot of private lessons here too, and we have adults on the private lesson list, so anybody can take swim lessons here.
Certainly rehab is a big thing, and we've talked about it many times, but you have a lot of people of all ages getting back here trying to overcome an injury and things like that. It's really important, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I know, currently where I'm at, our pool is used a lot for physical therapists. They'll come in, they'll rent the pool, and they'll work with their clients in the pool. What better way after replacing a knee than getting in the water and slowly getting that knee back to where you want it? Yeah.
The Sharks are doing well here. It's just great to see this enthusiasm, isn't it?
Yeah, this is awesome. I'm pretty surprised at the amount of people at one of these meets. I mean, it's second one ever, I must say, and I'm kind of shocked at the amount of people that are on the swim team and that participate in swim. So it's pretty cool.
You were involved in other sports. Swimming's a lot like running, a lot like track and field, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's anytime you can get any type of different workout in, or cross training, you know, as they would call it, I mean, it's so beneficial. I was track coach for many years. We'd go in the pool at least once a week, sometimes twice. Whether you're just treading water, honestly, that's a great workout, or you can get the kids to swim laps. So, yeah.
Just stop out and find out more at the Simons. Right?
Absolutely, yeah, and more good things to come, I think.
Good.
Yeah.
And is there word? I've heard the rumor you might be the head coach for the pickleball team. Is that true?
I do love pickleball. I don't know if I could be a head coach for that.
You're too competitive.
Yeah, too many people take it too seriously.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
You just got to have fun with it.
Right? Oh, I love pickleball, though. Don't even get me started on it.
Maybe we'll have to broadcast sometime.
Oh, that'd be great. That's a good idea. I'll sit next to you instead of play.
Oh, there you go. You can be color man.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks for coming over, Kyle.
All right, thanks, Phil.
You bet. Assistant Director here at Simons Recreation Complex, Kyle Ewing.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is a one-stop power sports center with a commitment to quality customer service. It starts when you step in the door, and it never ends as long as you're a customer. From a snowblower to clear a short in-town driveway, to a UTV to enjoy a ride with family and friends, to a new Polaris slingshot, Triumph motorcycle, or hard-working Mahindra tractor, and a whole lot more, Jay's Power Center is a one-stop shop. Visit jayspowercenter.com or stop in today at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. You're listening to continuing coverage of the Simon Shark Swim Team annual special broadcast from WRCO FM Radio Sports. We're back to Simon's Recreation Complex, where we join WRCO's Phil Nee and Bo Hinrichs.
Chloe Hine joins us on WRCO. How is it going today in the pool for you, Chloe?
Pretty good. I think been swimming pretty good today.
Great. What's your favorite event that you're involved in?
Butterfly.
All right. And you still have to do that yet?
Nope, I already did that.
Okay, how'd you come out in that?
I believe I got second.
All right, not bad. So it's a swimming family. Do you guys come out here often to swim when you're not supposed to be a shark?
Well, we're really busy during the summer and the winter, so we just kind of come when we need to help coach out when I can.
So do you do any competition in the winter time when you're not a shark, or do you just come out here and work out?
I do not do swimming competition. I do gymnastics in the winter, so it's hard to do both.
Sure. Oh, tell me about the play. Tell me about the Music Man. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. I'm really excited for it.
What part do you play?
I am a townsperson. I do a lot of the tumbling, so that's fun.
Tumbling, okay. We don't want to give too much away, but so you're going to be doing some acrobatics on the stage then?
Yes.
All right, we'll have to come out and we'll have to see that starting next weekend. So you've been practicing that. How do you find the time to do the swim team and do the acting and everything else?
Well, I don't know exactly, but my mom's a miracle worker, so.
I think she is. So dance and swimming, is there a little correlation? Is there a similarity between the two?
I mean, I feel like definitely helps out because, like, when you're doing dance, like, it's a lot of, like, leg muscle and stuff. So when you come to the pool and you're swimming, it, like, definitely helps with muscle mass.
Does your dad coach you at home when you're not here? Does he give you a few tips?
I mean, yeah, mostly life tips, but I mean swimming tips, too.
Oh, sure. What grade are you going to be in this year?
I will be in 11th.
Oh, wow. Okay, so time's going by. Have you thought about a career, what you'd like to do for someday?
Yeah, I plan to go into criminal justice.
Wow, good for you. And swimming, has that given you some confidence?
I would say so, yeah. I would say I was a pretty shy kid, and then especially theater.
Right.
That's also helped with my confidence a lot.
Absolutely. Well, you do well in both. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
You bet. Chloe Hying joining us on WRCO Radio as we broadcast from the Simons Recreation Complex. Coming up, we'll have more of the meet results here as the Simon Sharks take on Prairie du Chien and Dodgeville and Reedsburg tonight. Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. From meteorologist Brittany Merlot, for tonight, mainly clear and cool, we're going to drop down to 51. Thursday, mostly sunny, low humidity tomorrow, a high of 77. Tomorrow night, clear and calm with a low near 54. Friday's outlook, mostly sunny, breezy and mild, a high of 79. Into the weekend, Saturday, partly sunny and pleasant, 81. Sunday, mixed skies, mugginess returning, maybe a shower and a high of 82. You're listening to continuing coverage of the Simon Shark Swim Team annual special broadcast from WRCO-FM Radio Sports. We're back to Simon's Recreation Complex, where we join WRCO's Phil Nee and Bo Hinrichs.
Simon Sharks are taking on the field of teams here tonight, some good area teams, including the Dodgeville Dolphins. And we have a couple of young men here who agreed to be with us on the air. And Ian Pavelski, Benjamin Lai was on with us a little bit earlier. Ian, how's it been going for you tonight?
Pretty good.
Tell me about the event. You guys came in 1-2 in a recent event, didn't you?
Yeah, so I beat Ben in the 25 freestyle and in the 50 freestyle by 1 millisecond, both of them.
Wow, so that was good. Do you guys usually get pretty close together?
Yeah.
He's also like 3 inches taller than me.
Yeah, well, so you can stretch out more at the end, right?
Yeah.
So where do you go to school at Dodgeville?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So
we go to the same school.
All right. What are some other things you're involved in school? Like other sports or anything like
that? Oh, yeah. I do basketball, football, jiu-jitsu, martial arts, dance, swim team, and basketball and soccer.
Wow. That's a lot of stuff there. What about you?
We're, like, kind of on the same team for soccer.
Uh-huh. Oh, for soccer, too.
I play swim team, soccer, hockey, and baseball.
Wow. So you both are in a lot of stuff, so... Well, it's really good to meet you here today. Good luck in the future. But when you get older, you just don't come and beat on Richland Center, okay?
Okay, we'll try not to.
Okay. Sounds good. Members of Dodgeville Swim Team, Ian Pavelski, Benjamin Lai here on WRCO.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our 6 area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the Simon Shark Swim Team annual special broadcast from WRCO-FM Radio Sports. We're back to Simon's Recreation Complex, where we join WRCO's Phil Neve and Bo Hinrichs.
Our next guest is a Simon's Sharks member, Bennett Heisel. How are you doing, my friend?
Good.
How old are you?
8.
How long have you been a member of the Sharks?
1 year.
1 year. Wow. Okay. So what is your favorite event that you're involved in?
Swim team.
Okay. So have you had many events here so far? What have you swam so far? Do you know?
Freestyle.
Oh, all right. Good deal. Have you made some new friends while you were on the Sharks team?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you like about school? What are some fun things that you do at school?
I get to play in lawn.
Okay. Do you have a favorite subject at school?
Yeah.
What would that be?
Lunch.
Lunch. Oh, man, a guy after my own heart. I love it. I always like recess, too. That was fun, too. But so do you have any other things to swim tonight? Anything you're going to be doing yet for the Sharks?
I don't know.
You have a relay.
I have a relay.
Oh, a relay. Okay, good. Do you have any brothers or sisters that are on the team?
No.
Just you. All right. So, good deal. Do you think you're going to be a shark for a long time till you get old like me?
Yeah.
Good deal. All right. Well, thanks for coming over here. Good luck the rest of the night, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Bennett Heisel joining us. Thank you very much. Let's look at some of the results here as we've got the opportunity. Boy, some good young people making the radio debuts here tonight. All right, event 21, girls 8 and under, 25-yard backstroke. Meredith Marion of Reedsburg takes first place. Top finisher for the Sharks, Freya Scoville, who finished out fourth. In the boys event, Cooper Martin of Dodgeville takes first. These are some youngsters. And Rylan Muller of the Sharks takes fifth, the top Richland Center finisher. In the 9-10, 25-yard backstroke for the girls, Harper Marion of Reedsburg is first. Lauren Chambers of the Sharks is second. Claire Hying takes third. Thomas Maxwell for the boys, Reedsburg, takes first. Simon Sharks' James Adams finishes fourth. In the girls' 11 to 12 50-yard backstroke, Cecilia Marion of Reedsburg takes first. The Sharks' Cameron Keene is second. We heard from Cameron earlier tonight. In the girls' 8 and under, 25-yard, oh, that's the wrong thing. All right, she gave me two copies of the same page. All right, moving to the boys' 11 to 12 50-yard backstroke, August Hatch of Dodgeville, first place finisher. The top Shark was Liam Hamlin, who finishes fifth. Reedsburg's Carolyn Marion in the girls' 13 to 14 50-yard backstroke finishes first. Prairie du Chien's Matthew Kramer is the top boys finisher, and Braden Burns of the Sharks finishes second. Girls' 15 to 18 50-yard backstroke, Braylon Olson of the Sharks is first, and Chloe Hying takes second. In the boys' events, Charles Hermanson of Dodgeville finishes first, and Lucian Hamlin of the Sharks takes second. Girls' 8 and under 25-yard butterfly, Elsa Norte of the Sharks finishes in first place. We heard from Elsa earlier tonight. Checking some other results in the girls' 11 to 12 50-yard backstroke. Lily Mathias of Prairie du Chien, their top finisher in that event. August Hatch of Dodgeville in the boys' 11 to 12-year-old is first place in the backstroke. Carolyn Marion of Reedsburg, first in the 13-14 50-yard backstroke. Matthew Kramer of Prairie du Chien is first in the boys' 13 to 14-year-olds. Braden Burns of the Sharks in Richland Center finishes second. Event number 29, the girls' 15 to 18 50-yard backstroke. Braylon Olson finishes in first place for the Sharks. Charles Hermanson of Dodgeville first in the 15 to 18 50-yard backstroke overall. And I believe that's it. What we have so far through 33 events, the Sharks with 154 points have a great lead so far. Dodgeville is second with 120. Reedsburg is third with 114. And the Prairie du Chien Waterhawks fourth with 102 points. We'll have more coming up on WRCO Radio Sports.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the Simon Shark Swim Team annual special broadcast from WRCO-FM Radio Sports. We're back to Simon's Recreation Complex, where we join WRCO's Phil Nee and Bo Hinrichs.
Here are some more results from the Simon's Recreation Complex. The Simon's Sharks hosting Prairie du Chien, Dodgeville, and Reedsburg tonight. Event 34, the boys 9-10, 25-yard butterfly, Ian Pavelski. We just talked to him a little bit ago. Dodgeville, he takes first place. The top Sharks swimmer was Ronan Ringelstetter, who finished third. Lily Mathis of Prairie du Chien takes first in the girls' 11-12 50-yard butterfly, and the Sharks' Cameron Keene finished second. George Maxwell of Reedsburg first in the boys' 11-12 50-yard butterfly. The Sharks' James Waterfall was third. In the 13-14 50-yard butterfly for the girls, Avery Schulting of Dodgeville is first, and Prairie du Chien's Kai Higgins is first. For the boys, the Sharks' Maury Wright was the top Shark, finishing fourth. In the girls' 15 to 18 50-yard butterfly, Leah Chambers of the Sharks takes first. good day of 39.26 her time. Chloe Hying takes second with a time of 43.92. In the girls' 8 and under 50-yard freestyle, Lydia Ullman of Dodgeville takes first. Then it's all Sharks from there. Brooklyn Worthington second, Emily Salas third, Harper Adler fourth, Aspen Rico fifth, and Freya Scoville was sixth. In the boys' 8 and under 50-yard freestyle, Bronson Templin of Reedsburg first. The top Shark swimmer was Rylan Muller, who finishes third. Rosemary Maxwell takes first in the girls' 9 to 10 50-yard freestyle. Morgan Worthington of the Sharks finished second. Benjamin Lai of Dodgeville was first in the boys' 9 to 10 50-yard freestyle. The top Shark was Liam Rogers, who finished fifth. In the girls' 11 to 12 100-yard freestyle, Lily Mathis of Prairie du Chien finishes first. The top Shark was McKenna Muller, who was fourth. In the boys, August Hatch, Dodgeville, first, and the top Shark swimmer was James Clark, who was third. Avery Schulting of Dodgeville is first in the girls' 13-14 100-yard freestyle, and Braden Burns of the Sharks takes first in the boys' event with a time of 1:33.65. Girls 15-18 100-yard freestyle, event 49, Leah Chambers of the Sharks finishes first with a time of 1:13.05. Charles Hermanson, Dodgeville, takes first for Dodgeville in the boys' event, and the Sharks' Lucian Hamlin finished second. And event 51, the girls 8 and under, 25-yard breaststroke, Meredith Marion of Reedsburg finishes first. Audrey Waterfall of the Sharks finished fourth, their top swimmer, followed by Zaylee Coleman and Elsa Norte, who were fifth and sixth. Those are some of the latest results. We've got a few more events to go here at the Simons Recreation Complex in Richland Center. More coming up later from WRCO Sports.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. 100.9.
Start your day the right way. It's the Roundup with Phil and Hank.
With Phil and Hank.
Weekday mornings around 7:20 from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Right, I'm in Raw.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the Simon Shark Swim Team annual special broadcast from WRCO-FM Radio Sports. We're back to Simon's Recreation Complex, where we join WRCO's Phil Nee and Bo Hinrichs.
Braylon Olson and Leah Chambers join us here on WRCO. Good to have you both along. This is an exciting time, and the Sharks looks like they're doing pretty well. Still in first place, right?
Yeah, I think so. We've been doing very strong out here today. I really like to see all the swimmers cheering each other on, and we're almost like a family together. Like, I feel like we all support each other and cheer each other on, and it's very exciting and very, like, welcoming for everyone to see.
Yeah, I think everybody roots everybody on, and would you agree then, Leah?
Yeah, it's so exciting seeing, like, the older kids, like, down at the lanes for the younger ones and cheering them on. I mean, they don't exactly know the word of competition yet, so they just think it's all for fun. So seeing the older kids being down there and cheering on the younger ones gives them so much enthusiasm to do their next race and the one after that, and then they continue to do the same thing for the older kids. They'll go down to the ends and cheer them on, which is just so exciting to see, and I love seeing the growth of that.
How long have you been swimming?
I've been swimming, I believe, for about 8 years now. It's been a while.
And how about you, Braylon?
I'm just about the same. I'm also 8 years.
Wow, so you guys are veterans of this. Do you have a favorite event, Braylon?
Mine's the 200 IM.
Okay, what about you?
I enjoy either 50 back or my 100 free, so those are good ones.
So you're going into what grade this year?
I'm going to be a sophomore in high school.
Sophomore, all right. What are some other things you're involved in at school?
I am a varsity on volleyball. I'm a libero, and then I like to ski in the winter.
Wow.
So
So
live life dangerously, right?
Yeah, kind of.
A libero player, that's a lot of work in volleyball, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the main person who gets the ball up for the setter. So, like, the setter can set the ball, and then the hitters can hit the ball down, and we can hopefully get a good slam and get the point. So
an unsung hero on the team, because everybody sees the kills and everybody sees, you know, but the proper set, that leads to it, doesn't it?
Yep, perfect pass, perfect set, and you got the hitter, and then it's all together.
Absolutely. So what are some things that you're involved in school?
I am a part of student council. I enjoy homecoming every single year, helping out my grade with getting the floats ready and all the activities we do then. And I'm also a part of the new musical that we're going to be doing up at the high school, which is Grease. It's going to be so exciting to see everybody come together for it. I'm really excited.
I can't wait to see that. What part do you have?
I have Jan, which I love her. She's so funny and so sure of herself, which is so exciting to play a part that gets to show how sure a woman can be of herself and around a group back in like the 1950s. So,
which was kind of rare, wasn't it?
Yes, very rare. So it's exciting to see this now that's going to come forth.
Can't wait to see that then. So do you still have some events to swim yet tonight?
Yes, we both have the relay left. So.
Okay.
It's a group event where we have four people on a team, and we each swim 50 and cheer each other on.
Good. You guys going to be watching the Olympics this year, watching the swimming there?
Of course, yeah. It's so incredible watching all the Olympic swimmers. Like, oh my goodness, I can't even begin to describe how powerful and how dedicated they are watching them. It's incredible. I inspire to be them when I'm older.
Awesome. You guys have stayed in swimming a long time. What would you say to some of the younger people to encourage them to stay out?
Keep your head up and don't worry too much about your times. I mean, you'll get stuck sometimes, but just keep pushing on. Keep trying to get stronger. Stay healthy. Eat lots. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just keep on keeping on.
Awesome. What about you, Leah?
I would agree with Braylin, like, to be confident in yourself and be confident in the group altogether, because if you are only just confident in yourself and not the rest, that's going to bring the team down. So cheering on like yourself internally and the others is going to build you up and build you up as a family, everybody together, and going to continue this great legacy that's been going on for years and years and years to come.
You guys did so well here. I'm thinking that maybe Coach Chad retires a couple years. You guys can coach, right?
I don't know.
he's the head of our group. He knows how to cheer us on, and he's so encouraging, and we're just so glad to have him coach us and be there with us.
That's a great job. Well, good luck in your last event, you guys.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Joining us here at WRCO, Braylin Olson, Leah Chambers, here at the Simons Recreation Complex.
Yay. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, located in the heart of Southwest Wisconsin, has been in the auction business since 1961, specializing in farm and equipment auctions throughout the Midwest. Also, personal property, construction, and industrial auctions and equipment appraisals. Real estate listings for residential property, farms, and land too. Call 739-4404 or visit the web at wilkinsonauctions.com. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, with offices in Muscadet and Spring Green. You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. From meteorologist Brittany Merlot, for tonight, mainly clear and cool, we're going to drop down to 51. Thursday, mostly sunny, low humidity tomorrow, a high of 77. Tomorrow night, clear and calm with a low near 54. Friday's outlook, mostly sunny, breezy and mild, a high of 79. Into the weekend, Saturday, partly sunny and pleasant, 81. Sunday, mixed skies, mugginess returning, maybe a shower and a high of 82.
This is Phil Nee from WRCO, reminding you Wisconsin's fall primary is August 13th, right around the corner. Make a plan to be a voter in every election. Your vote matters. To learn more about who and what is on your ballot this August, where your polling place is, and how you can request an absentee ballot, head to myvotewi.gov to get all the information and more.
It's 7:48. We're at 70 degrees. We'll be heading back to Simons Recreation Complex for more information from Phil and Bo during the Simon Shark Extravaganza going on tonight. All right, now let's take a break and get a little tunage for your Wednesday.
Now that you're gone,
That's music from Charlie McLean for your Wednesday evening entertainment get-together. 7:51 with Blackhawk.
Not a thing that really has to mean she's going anywhere. I haven't seen it showing in her eyes, but I swear it must be there. I don't know why I feel it so strong, but I feel it just the same. I can't see a single storm cloud in the sky, but I sure can smell the rain. She'd still say I love you if I asked, but she never volunteers. Somehow what she never says means more than all the other words I hear. She should win an Oscar if she's lying when she says that nothing's changed. I can't see a single storm cloud in the sky, but I sure can smell the rain.
Listening to continuing coverage of the Simon Shark Swim Team annual special broadcast from WRCO-FM Radio Sports. We're back to Simon's Recreation Complex, where we join WRCO's Phil Nee and Bo Hinrichs.
Here are the latest results from the Simon Sharks pool. We have a lot of stuff going on here, a lot of swimmers that are finishing up. We have a few more events to go, and it's been a good night for the Sharks overall. They may not win first place every time, but they are scoring a lot of points, and we'll tell you about that in just a little bit. In event 52, boys 8 and under, 25-yard breaststroke, Bronson Templin of Reedsburg is the first place swimmer. The top shark is Emmerich Coleman. He finishes fourth. For the girls, 9 to 10, 25-yard breaststroke, Lauren Chambers of the Sharks finished first with a time of 23:27. Hunter Kramer of Prairie du Chien is first for the boys, 9 to 10 age category. Hunter of Prairie du Chien, the top shark, is Caleb Waterfall, who finishes third. In event 55, girls 11 to 12, 50-yard breaststroke, Reedsburg, Cecilia Marion is first. The top shark swimmer is Madeline Ringelstetter, who was eighth. McKenna Muller finished ninth for the Sharks. In the boys, 11 to 12, 50-yard breaststroke, event 56. James Waterfall of the Sharks, their top swimmer, he finishes second. Dodgeville's August Hatch was the first place swimmer. In the girls, 13 and 14, 50-yard breaststroke, Dodgeville's Avery Schulting is first. Also for the boys' events, Kai Higgins of Prairie du Chien is the top swimmer in that event. Maury Wright finishes third for Simons. In the girls' 15 to 18 50-yard breaststroke, the Simons' Braylon Olson finished first with a time of 42.88. Chloe Hying was third in that event. And Lauren Chambers, first in the girls' 9 and 10, 100-yard IM. First place with a 143.62. Kaylin Burns finished second for the Sharks, and Claire Hying was third. Ian Pavelski of Dodgeville, first place in the boys 9 and 10, 100-yard IM. The top Shark was Ronan Ringelstetter, who finished fourth. Event 63, the girls 11 to 12, 100-yard IM. Cameron Keene of the Sharks was first with a time of 143.62, just past Madeline Ringelstetter, also the Sharks, with a time of 145.68. George Maxwell of Reedsburg is first in the 11 to 12, 100-yard IM. And then a couple of Sharks finish second and third. James Waterfall second, Clancy Hying third. Currently, the Sharks are in first place through 64 events. 286 for the Simon Sharks. Dodgeville second at 218. Reedsburg 207 and third. And Prairie du Chien is fourth with 201. We'll have some final results for you coming up on WRCO Sports. A complete recap tomorrow morning during our sports report on how the local swimmers fared as well. But again, it's looking pretty good for the Sharks tonight to finish out in first place. Bo Hendricks, it's been a fun time tonight.
It really has. You know, I think one of the coaches early on said it best is that, you know, they tell the kids, don't worry too much about your placing or your time. I think that way you take the edge off, or not really the edge, but the nerves. And then you just go in there and just do as best as you can, and you get to see it. You know, I mean, the Sharks are doing really well today. Everybody that's come through has been very energetic, and even the other teams, they're all kind of mingling together. It's been really fun being here.
It has. We've learned a lot, haven't we?
We really have. We've learned a lot today. You know, and I always come to this thinking I know a decent amount, and then they always teach me a whole bunch more. Yeah.
It's always an enjoyable broadcast, our annual broadcast from the Simon Sharks swim meet. And best of luck to all the other teams. The conference meet's coming up a week from Saturday as well. Bo, well, have a good night. It's been a pleasure working with you.
It's been a pleasure working with you too, Phil. I'm going to head over to the showers. I know that we got to still go head-to-head still before we leave.
Oh.
Yeah.
So. I forgot about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been warming up. You know, I'm ready. I learned some things from some of these kids here. I'm ready to try it out.
Good luck. I'll watch you, and then I'll follow you in there. So, for Bo Hendricks, I'm Phil Nee from the Simon Sharks Swim Meet, and we appreciate you joining us. Thanks to our engineer tonight, Mr. Adam Hess, as well. You've been listening to coverage of area youth swimming from WRCO Radio.